פרשס בהלויסחה. ויבכו גם בני ישראל ויאמרו מי אכלנו בשר. תלמידים, let me ask you. We all know how beautiful it was to have man, how geschmack it was, the taste of any meichel in the world. How can anyone in his right mind complain about the man? Baruch, what do you say?
Doesn't it say, Rebbe, that it was only the Erev Rav who complained?
Well, that's true. Basically, it was the Erev Rav who registered this complaint. But somehow it had somewhat of an effect on the other Yidden as well. Now, can anyone tell me why anyone could possibly complain about a food that tastes like any food in the world that you want? Aaron, what do you say?
Doesn't it say they complained that with the man, they never had to go to the bathroom?
So, what's the problem?
That meant that all the children in yeshiva would never have an excuse to be able to leave class.
That sounds like a typical thing indeed for the Erev Rav to say. Well, let me tell you a beautiful pshat that I once heard. Chazal say that the man was like a Navi.
Like a Navi, Rebbe?
Yeah. Can anyone tell me why?
It was able to reveal secrets?
That's right. You see, the man didn't come down to everyone the same way. For some people, it came ready-made. All they had to do was to eat it. Others had to bake it, or grind it, and cook it, and prepare it.
Why?
Well, it all depends on the madrega of a person. For a tzaddik who used his time properly, the man was right there, ready for him to eat, so he can quickly eat and get back to his Torah and mitzvahs. For others who didn't use their time properly, they had to spend time preparing the man. Not only that, if you were a tzaddik, the man fell right next to your house. And if a person did something wrong the day before, he would have to walk to get to the man. So you see, the man sort of let you know right away who you were. What does that mean? Zalman?
Rashi says like a stone, or like a diamond called crystal.
That's right, you were able to see through and through. Because of the man, if a person did an Avera, let me give you an example. Suppose your father came home at night and he said,
Shimmy, it's time to go to sleep. Stop listening to that World of Midas tape already. You've heard it 15,000 times. Now come on, go to sleep.
So you go to sleep, and you take the tape recorder and you put it under your pillow and you keep listening to it. So you were over on the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im. Your father told you to go to sleep. The next morning, you suddenly had to walk far to get your man. So everyone knew that you did something wrong the night before. And that's why some of the people began to complain.
Every time we do an Aveda, everyone has to know about it.
Yeah, give us regular meat.
Yeah, when I used to eat meatballs, no one knew what I did the next day.
The man tells everyone who they are.
That was the complaint. Oh, here comes Mr. Alexei. What's your problem, Mr. Alexei?
Oi, vey is mir, mir is vey. I ripped another jacket.
How did you rip your jacket?
On your hook.
On which hook?
The hook that's connected to the door of my truck.
Why do you have a hook connected to the door of your truck, Mr. Alexei?
Well, you know how I keep losing the keys? So now I screwed in a hook on the outside part of the door of my truck, and I hang the keys over there. This way, I never lose them.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem? I already ripped 6 jackets and 4 shirts on that hook. And now this jacket.
Mr. Alexei, did you think maybe what you did wrong?
Huh? What did I do wrong? I put the hook on the outside of the door to hang the keys. I'm the only one who thinks of things like that, but what's wrong?
If something happens to you, the Gemara says, Imroya Adam Sheyesurim Boimolav Yefashvesh B'maisav. You should think into your actions. Why, the Chavetz Chaim was once traveling with a balagola, and the wheel cracked.
Now, why did this happen to me? Why did this always happen to me?
Chavetz Chaim said to him, think. Maybe perhaps you overcharged someone, Or you took a package from someone and kept it for yourself?
Rebbe, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we went someplace once, and you lost your coat. Your coat wasn't there. Did you overcharge someone for a ride? Or maybe take him a little bit longer than he's supposed to be able to charge him more?
The Chavetz Chaim began to cry. He said, you know what kind of a cheshbon ha'nefesh I made that night? You know how many sets of Mishnah Berurahs I sell? That sometimes some pages are missing? And sometimes people, they won't come to me to complain because they're embarrassed? I cannot tell you what I did to be mesak in my meisim. So you see, Kindelach, in a sense, today also, a Yid could live with the man if he really thinks about what happens to him. Did I ever tell you the story about the Rebbetzin Beis Lehinda? I guess not. The Rebbetzin Beis Lehinda was the mother-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And she was the wife of the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Isra Zalman Meltzer. Rabbi Isra Zalman knew that his Rebbetzin Beis Lehinda was considered almost a balas ruach hakodesh. She lived her whole life with hashgacha pratis. One day, the yeshiva Eitz Chaim sent their top class to be tested by Rabbi Isra Zalman in his apartment. Now let me tell you something, his apartment in Yerushalayim was not very spacious, not according to our standards of what we call space. Oh, I'm sure it represented a very big place in Shemayim, but down here on this world it was crowded. There was a tiny dining room, which probably also doubled as a bedroom for the children at night, and a tiny little kitchen. Everybody was sitting around the table, and they were anxiously waiting for Rabbi Isra Zalman to start the faher. Soon as he started testing them, they heard like a cry from the kitchen.
Oy vey!
Everyone jumped up. They got so frightened. Who knows? What's happening? It sounded like maybe a terrorist was jumping in through the window. They ran into the kitchen. And Rebbetzin Beis Lehinda, her hands were shaking with fright. She pointed to the stove. What? A fire? What happened?
Kik, kik. The milk had sich übergekocht.
The milk that was cooking in a pot on the stove boiled over. The Talmidim were looking at each other and trying to figure out what the great emergency was or what the terrible tragedy was that some of the milk poured over. But they knew better than to stay in the kitchen. Rabbi Isra Zalman had a conversation with his Rebbetzin for a few moments, and then he stepped out and excused himself. Excuse me, Talmidim. I know you're all nervous about this faher, but there is an emergency now. I'll be back as soon as I can. Rabbi Isra Zalman and his Rebbetzin walked out. The Talmidim all stared at each other, perplexed. What was going on over here? They couldn't figure out the connection. Where did Rabbi Isra Zalman and his Rebbetzin go in such a hurry? What was the big emergency because some milk poured over? Well, about 15 minutes later, Rabbi Isra Zalman returned with a smile on his face. None of the Talmidim would dare ask him what happened. He just continued testing them. When he finished,
beautiful, beautiful, you all know the Gemara, very, very geschmack. By the way,
is anyone of you interested in knowing where I went? The Talmidim first were quiet, and then all at once they said,
Yeah, please, I think so.
My Rebbetzin teaches Hashgacha Pratis. Nothing happens in this world by chance. Today, she was very, very upset when the milk poured over. Not because of the milk, but she told me,
I'm cooking this milk for you for 20 years. It never happened that the milk should pour over. If this happened today, that I forgot, and the milk poured over? It's a simim and a shemayim, they're telling us something.
I said to my Rebbetzin, I appreciate how every little thing is hashgacha pratis and should be a lesson, but maybe this time...
No, and let me think why. Ah, I think I know the reason. You know Rav Bezalel, who brings us the milk every morning?
You mean he used to bring us the milk every morning? Until he retired 2 months ago.
Yes. But he used to come every Rosh Chodesh for us to pay him. Last Rosh Chodesh, he knocked on the door, even though he retired and somebody else was already bringing the milk. Yes, Rav Bezalel, what can I do for you?
Well, it's Rosh Chodesh. It's time for me to be paid.
But.
What do you mean? I know I don't bring the milk anymore.
Is that an excuse? How am I supposed to live?
So, of course, we paid him anyway. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Rav Bezalel came back, probably to get his money, or the money we give him. And it just so happened that we were by a bris this morning. But Rav Bezalel is probably thinking,
they're not opening the door for me. They're not going to pay me anymore. I'm going to starve.
And that's why the milk poured over. We must go talk to Rav Bezalel right away and tell him, don't worry. We'll never let him starve.
He said to my Rebbetzin, I mean, maybe you're imagining all of this. Maybe you're going too far. I'm in the middle of a test.
No, we must take care of this right away.
I must tell you, when she insisted that I go with her, I was somewhat reluctant. But I was curious to know what happened. Well, it didn't take long for us to arrive at the door of Rav Bezalel's home. And from the inside, we heard him crying.
Oh, they didn't open up for me this morning. Of course, how long can you pay someone if he's not doing it anymore? How am I going to live? They're the only ones that continued paying me even after I stopped working.
We came into the apartment, and we assured him it just so happened we were by a bris, and he has nothing to worry about. So do you understand now? The people complained about the mon, those that complained about the mon, because they didn't want to live their life this way. That every little thing that happens is a message from Hashemayim. Oh, the mon is further away. What did we do wrong? Therefore we have to do tshuva. But the tzaddikim were so happy about the mon, it alerted them to the fact of, what do I have to correct? If we live our life the way the Rebbetzin Bela Hinda did, then Hashem sends us our mon in our own way. And we can perfect our record every single day and go to sleep with clean neshamos if we just believe that whatever happens to us is hashgacha pratis.
Oh, now I know why I ripped tuck on my jacket.
What's the matter, Mr. Alexei?
I was coming back from driving the principal and the assistant principal and the assistant to the assistant to the grocery store.
And what happened?
I just realized I left them there. Just joking.
I think, Mr. Alexei, you shouldn't have a hook on the outside of your truck because other people may rip their clothes. That's why it shouldn't be there.
Whoa, nishka schlechter plan. I'll go take it off.
The hook?
Nah, the whole door. I don't need it anyway.